Let the church say amen.
Amen.
God is good to us once again. He has blessed us, and His blessings just keep on flowing. And I like to say so often that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Isn't it wonderful that we have a God who we can serve, who is as good to us than we can be to ourselves? Let us thank God this morning. Okay, everybody, time to turn off the iPod, iPads, and iPhones, and let's serve I Am this morning. This morning, we're going to be speaking from a message that you may have heard me speak from on the same subject, a different message, but same subject called, it's about praying. I like to think that a Christian's lifeline is praying to God. Without prayer, how do we reach God? So this morning from the first book of Timothy chapter 2 and the verses number 8, we can find for a subject, keep on praying. But first of all, let us take a moment as we go to God in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank You this morning for blessing us and waking us up this morning. Father, when You got me up this morning, I knew it was time to thank You, Lord. I just knew that You had blessed me to see this new day. I don't know if we'll make it through this day, but I knew that You showed us this day. And I thank You, Father, for showing me this day. I pray and thank You, O Heavenly Father, for each and every member here in this congregation this morning, that You have shown them this day as well. We pray this morning and thank You for the church as it is in on this earth. We thank You for the church of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You this morning that He hung, bled, and died on yonder's cross, that we may be in this church this morning. I thank You this morning, Father, for the leaders of this congregation as well as their families. I thank You for those who have served the congregation this morning and their families as well. But I also thank You for each and every member of this congregation. And especially I pray for the sick and the shut in, those who are grieving because of the loss of loved ones. And thank You, Father, that they might understand that Your will shall always be Your will, and let Your will be done. Thank You this morning, O Father, for the grace, the mercy, and the love You have shown us, and You continue to show us. Thank You that Your Son, as He hung on yonder's cross, we saw the blood and the water come out of His body when He was stuck. And I thank You, O Heavenly Father, for the church that was made thus from, O Heavenly Father. Thanking You, O Lord, for all You do for us, and we continue to pray that all Your blessings will continue to flow unto us. Thanking You, O Heavenly Father, for those who are parents to young children this morning, O Heavenly Father, that You would give them the strength to raise their children up, O Lord, and that You would continue to give them the courage and the wisdom that they need in order to do such. Father, I thank You for the leaders of this world in which we live, that they may all come to an understanding and not do anything that or make any laws that would harm us from serving Thee in spirit and in truth. Thank You, O Heavenly Father, for everything, all things that You have done for us, what You currently do for us, and what You shall do for us in the future. And thank You, Father, for providing a place for us to go when life on this earth is no longer possible. Just asking You right now, Heavenly Father, all these blessings in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Let the church say amen. Amen. This morning, as I said, we're going to talk from a message, keep praying. How many times have you heard a teacher or a preacher talk on prayer? How often have you heard church members say, I'll be praying for you? How often have you told someone, I'll pray for you? And more importantly, how often have you actually prayed for them yourself? Personally, I am convinced that prayer is the right action to take in any situation. And no, I haven't always seen every prayer answered, but I have sense enough to know that because I don't see it doesn't mean that God didn't answer it. Doesn't mean that God didn't answer your prayer because I don't see the fruits of your prayers. When God doesn't seem to answer, that does not mean for us to stop praying. It means we need to keep asking, and we need to keep ask again and again. We must learn to keep on praying. at all times and for all things. Like many of you, you've heard me say, you pray for me and I'll pray for you. And even if you don't pray for me, I'll continue to pray for you. Because I don't know if you pray for me or not, so I'm not going to say stop praying. I'm not going to stop praying for you, but I simply say I ask you to continue to pray for me. So with that, let us examine God's Word again for His truth. The first thing I want us to see is that God can enable us, praying can enable us. One word stuck out to me as I read today's text. That word is doubting. It caused me to wonder if that may be the reason that some do not pray. What good does it do for me to pray, but then doubt what I'm praying for or what I'm praying about? What good does it do if I doubt that I'm going to get an answer to the prayer that I'm sending up to God? The Bible tells us not only are men to pray, but it says to pray everywhere. Notice how the text instructs us. Look at the text in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 8. It says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In other words, if you're going to pray, the first thing you need to do is lift up holy hands. That means your hands need to be pure and clean from the ravages of sin. That simply means that you have no reason to doubt the Lord when you pray to Him. And once again, I ask the question, if you're going to doubt that your prayer will be answered, why waste your time and God's time asking Him for certain things, whatever it is that you may be asking for? The Bible tells men to pray, but to pray everywhere. How to pray? The lifting of holy hands. Or in other words, when you pray, make sure you're right when you pray. Hands that have not been scarred through the ravages of sin is what our holy hands represent. How then should one approach God? Well, according to James chapter 1 and the verses number 6, the Bible says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave on the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. We should have our faith steady when we go to God. Not like a boat on a wavy sea or on a stormy sea. And one example I like to use, because we have all had something going on in our lives, and if you haven't had it, then you're about to have it soon, is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, around verses number 6 and around verse 7, where Paul is talking about that he had a thorn in the flesh. His plan was to be rid of whatever it was that was holding him back. But God's plan was different. God did not remove the problem from Paul, but instead it became a way to keep him humble, but still experienced the power of God. Therefore, he went from the buffeting of Satan to God's perfection through weakness. Whatever we may be going through, and I emphasize that word forever, whatever we may be going through in our lives, I want you to know one thing, that God already knows about it. God already knows about what you may be going through, and God is willing, able, and ready to hear you ask Him for whatever it is that the problem might be. So whatever you may be going through, why don't you just give it over to God through prayer? Ask the Lord about it. And prayer can cause us to think about things. For problems, just like the problem that Paul had, Paul knew where to go with this problem. He knew to go through prayer that he may seek God's wisdom and God's help. He prayed that this thorn be removed, but God said His grace would be enough. When we pray, God may not always remove whatever problem that you're having. He may not always give you the peace of taking away that, but He has enough grace to make it bearable. Paul was content with God's answer. God may not always remove, but He is certainly able to adjust the situation. He may not remove it because He wants you to understand some things. He wants you to know that His power, your weakness and His power is grace together, working together, and that His grace is sufficient for you. Praying helps us to know God's will for us in our lives. Even though we may not know it, God has a will for our lives. Even before we got here, and somebody might ask the question, well, how is that possible, preacher? How did God know about us before we even got here? Well, flip your Bibles over to Psalms 139 and about verses 13 through 15. These few verses let us know that God knew us from our mother's womb. For thou hast possessed my reins, though covered in my mother's womb. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. In other words, God knows the origin of us. He knew where we came from, how we were going to get here, and when we were going to get here. How can we not want to stay in contact with the Lord when He knows everything about us? How could we not want to stay in contact with the Lord who knows us so very well? And sometimes we ask the question of ourselves, and I guess some people do ask the question of God Himself. How can that God know me that well? Well, God made you. So God knows you. God made each and every one of us, and the Bible says that He knows every hair on every head. Isn't that right, church? He knows everything about us before we knew about ourselves. We did not and do not know God's plan for our lives, so we must inquire of Him so that we can learn of whatever His will is in our lives. This is why praying and asking God for wisdom is a good thing. And if I may call out James once again, chapter 1 and verse number 5. And this is important to all of us as Christians. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men. If you lack wisdom, you can open up a textbook. You can open up a plan that you call a plan for your life. But God's plan is better than that plan or that textbook that you open up. Why is wisdom so important? Because wisdom is the principal thing according to Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 7. The Bible says, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Get wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge in the right way. And I'll give you an example or two. Knowledge is knowing how to make money. But wisdom is knowing how to keep and use that money. Some people know what to say, but wisdom gives them the ability to know how and when to say it. Yes, some folk, even in the church, talk too much. And they don't know when to say the right, they don't know what to say at the appropriate time. And so if you ask for wisdom, you'll learn with wisdom to know how to say what you're trying to say to someone and not hurt their feelings, perhaps. Prayer is good and right, but there are some who still don't think that prayer does any good. Prayer does all the good in the world. You may not see the good that prayer does, but prayer without prayer, how can you live a righteous life? I think that kind of also depends on how a person defines good. If one refers to good as meaning, I got things to go my way, but on the other hand, God doesn't always allow our prayers to be answered the way we think they should be. If he did it the way we wanted it, it would be our plan and not his plan for our lives. Sometimes God shows us through prayer that his way is always the best way. In Isaiah chapter 55, around verse number 8 and verse number 9, he lets us know that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways his ways. His thoughts are as high as the heaven because they are from heaven. God's thoughts are above earthly thoughts of men. Nothing we can think of can match God's thought. His thoughts are not our thought. His thoughts are as high as the heaven because they are once again from heaven. And when I think about it sometimes, I often wonder just what's on the mind of God. And I know that God's mind is in the annals of the, in the pages of the Bible right here. But there are some things that I wonder if God really knows about, although I know He does, but I still wonder. And that's because I'm a human being. and I have shortcomings. And I wonder if God really knows about all this stuff. But I've been led to know that God knows everything about all things and about everybody. So when you look at it, when you go back to the text and look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 8, the Bible says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In other words, pray no matter where you're at. Pray no matter what situation you're in. Just keep on praying. And somebody said, well, sometimes, preacher, I get tired of praying. Do you get tired of living and asking God for His blessings? If not, then you ought not get tired of praying. For praying reaches out to God from earth to heaven. Praying is the only way to communicate with God. Praying is the lifeline of a Christian. The only way, once again, to communicate with God is through prayer. Because prayer offers us what nothing or no one else on this earth can offer us. We are instructed to pray in the Word of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17, we are to pray without ceasing. What does that mean? That means keep on praying. Don't stop praying. And when you feel like you're tired, don't stop. And if you feel like God didn't really answer what you asked Him of, don't stop praying. And if you feel like my praying won't do any good anyway, then maybe you should stop. When we ask God for His wisdom that I mentioned a moment ago, we will come to know not only to pray for yourself, but it will teach us that we need to pray for others as well. When we seek the guidance of the Lord through praying, we accept our praying may not only help us, but help others as well. We learn that we are to pray even for our enemies. And I know that I say this all the time, but I know that's a tough situation. That means praying all the time. Praying will help us to stay focused on God. And it does not mean that we should not do anything but pray. It simply means whatever we do should not hinder or stop us from praying. So just pray on. Just keep on praying. And when I mention about those enemies, it's mentioned that we are to pray for our enemies. And I know some of us find that very hard to do. We find it hard to pray for people that, number one, we don't like. People that we think don't like us. People that some of us really literally hate some of our enemies. But we are still supposed to pray for them. We learn that we are to pray for them in Matthew chapter 5 around verse number 44. The Bible says, through the words of Jesus, love your enemy, bless them that cause you, that curse you, do good to them that hate you. And watch this part, church. I want you to watch this part in particular. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Pray for yourself that you may heed the words of Jesus. Again, pray that you do not forget to pray for your enemies. Pray that your enemies would continue that they would learn to accept your Christianity. Pray for them because, see, enemies most of the time don't accept us as Christians. They can't understand Christianity. But we got to remember to pray for them. We've got to remember to pray for your enemy. And if you just keep praying for them, how, preacher, somebody may say, how do I pray for somebody I can't stand? Through prayer, you ask God to soften your heart that you may forgive them as Jesus did in Luke chapter 23 and verse number 34. From His cross, He asked for forgiveness for those who actually were crucifying Him. Someone said, I'll pray for my enemy, but I'll pray that God wipes them off the face of the earth. Well, that's not praying for your enemies, that's praying against your enemies. And the Bible says, pray for them, not against them. That's how most of us feel. That's human nature. I don't really like them, so I'm really not going to pray for them. But if I have to pray for them, I'm going to ask God just to get rid of them. That's not the way to do. That's praying against them. Praying is good and it's necessary. It's necessary when the cares of this life come up on you. When we are worried what did Philippians 4 and 16 say? Everything by prayer. And yes, everybody gets in need at one time or another. But through prayer, we can come to know the one who has the keys to the supply cabinet. God can supply all of our needs because He controls all of our needs. He controls everything that we need. And by praying and asking God, He can open up the doors, the gate, the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing upon blessing. Isn't that right, church? If you've never been blessed by God, you've got another thing coming, because if you're living, you've been blessed. If you're living and if you're here today, God has blessed you. And sometimes we can't see the blessing because we're looking for so much more. Lord, I would ask you for a few dollars, but I know that you're not going to let me win these few dollars, so I'm just not going to ask you. Well, He doesn't have to let you win them. He might send them to you in another way. He might send you a check from one of your relatives. And maybe that relative won the money. But yet, and still, God can make a way that you can get what you need if you just but simply ask Him. But through prayer, we can come to know the God that we serve is a good God, is a righteous God, and a true God. Look at the text once again. I will that therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We've got to remember that we are supposed to pray at all times and everywhere, and we are not to stop praying. We are to faint not, according to the Bible. We are to pray and faint not. In other words, don't get tired of praying. When everything in life seems to be going just the opposite way that you want them to go, pray about it. When somebody steps on your bad foot, And causes your foot to be inflamed and in pain, pray to God and ask God to forgive them. When you are in deep waters, pray to God and ask Him to get you out of deep waters. When you don't know which way to turn, pray and ask God to get you out of the situation that you might find yourself in. At one time or another, everybody in this building needs prayer or has needed prayer. At one time or another, maybe your time has not came. Maybe your time is not here yet. But you're going to need some prayer one day. And you know what? The best time to start praying is when you don't need prayer. When you don't need God. We always need prayer. But pray when you don't have an emergency, in other words. When you learn to call upon God and just keep praying, the waters in your life, when they have gotten so high that you can't see above them, you let God know you appreciate everything about it, even the bad moments. Let Him know in the calm moments in your life. Say, Lord, there's nothing wrong right now. I just want to say thank you for this time out you have given me. I just want to say thank you because I couldn't have done it by myself. I just want to say thank you, Lord, because I know I need to pray. And now, Father, I want you to know that I just don't pray in bad times. I pray in good times as well. In other words, don't always have that emergency prayer. Don't always be in emergency mode. You know, some folks don't think that that's the only time you're supposed to go to God, when it's an emergency. But I'm here to tell you, if you love God on yesterday, you ought to still love Him on today, even though there's nothing wrong. If you love Him in your troubled times, you need to love Him in your good times as well. And you need to love Him enough to call upon Him. And I always like when folk tell me, I don't know how to pray. And I always tell them the same thing. Well, just like you're talking to me, talk to God. But just talk to God in the manner that you don't doubt what you're talking to Him about. That you have faith in order that when you ask or tell Him what the situation is, that you have the belief and the faith to accept the fact that God can answer your prayer. See, I can't always answer your prayer. I can't. If you call me to come to your house, I can probably answer that. But if you call me to fix something, I may not be able to do that. But God can. God can fix you in no matter what situation you're in. you are in, God can fix it. You just keep praying everywhere and about everything. For anything that we find too big for us to handle, through prayer we can reach out to the one who can fix it. Now, I didn't say that he will fix it. I said that he could fix it. He can fix it. God has given us the opportunity through prayer to stay in touch with him. So I say, pray when you wake up in the morning. Pray at the noonday. Then pray in the evening. But just keep praying, asking the Lord for his guidance, his wisdom, and his knowledge in all things. And sometimes it behooves us to just go to God and say, Lord, I don't want nothing. I just want you to know I acknowledge that you are God. You don't have to want anything. You just ought to be able to say, God, I still love you just the same as I did when I was in trouble. But now I don't have any troubles right this moment. But I just want you to know that I love you. I just want you to know that I know that you're the God of heaven and that you take care of all of us if we just but come to you, O Lord. Lord, I want you to know that without you, I'm nothing. Lord, I want you to know most of all that I appreciate everything that you do for me. Lord, and I want you to continue on. When I woke up this morning and when you woke up this morning, the first thing that hit your mind should have been, I need to thank God. And then when you sat down underneath your breakfast table this morning, You ought to have been able to say, Lord, I thank you for these Kellogg's cornflakes that I'm about to eat. And when you poured the milk on those Kellogg's cornflakes, thank you, Lord, for the cow that provided this milk that I'm drinking on these, that I'm eating on these cornflakes. Thank you, Lord, because you have blessed me to get from last night to this morning. Thank you, Lord, that my day is opening up, and I pray, oh Lord, that I will get through this day. I don't know what you got in mind for me this day, but whatever it is, Lord, go with me so that we can stay together all through this day. And then, when you have thanked him, then you ask the Lord to bless you this day, in order that his grace and his mercy and his love continues to reach out toward you. Ask him that he would let, that there would be nothing that would harm you as long as you're with him. Somebody read this morning where the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31 that if God is for you, who then can be against you? Who then can be against you if God is for you? And that's something a whole lot of folk need to understand. And one thing that I've learned throughout all of my time on this earth, I've learned that there is nobody greater than God. I've learned that God is always in the right place at the right time. It's us that are not always in the right place at the right time. I understand and I've come to know that God can be everywhere and anywhere at the same time. And that in the places that I'm in, sometimes I find myself in a place that I should not be in. Oh yeah, don't look at me strange. You've been there before too. You've been there in some place that you shouldn't have been in. And when I find myself in one of these places that I shouldn't be in, then the first thing ought to come in my mind is turn on the prayer lamp. In my mind, I can go to God and ask him to get me out of this situation. Turn my feet around. Let me head in the right direction. So I say, just keep on praying. Keep praying whenever, whatever, and whenever. Just keep praying. Even if it doesn't seem like, if it seems impossible that God is not going to answer, you shouldn't think that way. But if you feel that way, you need to ask God to grant you this wisdom that you can understand his grace and his mercy works when you don't work. Just keep praying. Keep praying. As I bring this message to a close now, you just keep praying. And you know what? How can you as a Christian tell somebody else they ought to pray when you doubt praying yourself? How
can you as a Christian say to yourself, Lord, I know you are able, but I just don't pray because I don't think you'll be able to in my case? That's doubt. And didn't the scripture tell us that we are to pray without doubting? Pray without doubting. Have enough faith to trust in God and leave the work to Him. And a lot of us like to work for ourselves. I'll take care of it. Knowing full well you can't take care of it because it's beyond your comprehension to take care of it. You know, whenever I run into a problem, and I do run into problems just like the rest of you, we all run into problems sometimes, but when I run into a problem, the first thing comes to mind is that, Lord, how can I do this? How can I handle this situation? How can I and you together working make this thing right? Now, I'm not going to take the problem on, Lord. I want you to take the problem in your hand. But I want, if you need me, Lord, I want you to allow me to work with you if I need to. But see, that's what kind of happened to Paul in the scripture I was talking about a little while ago. Paul said, I've asked the Lord 3 times to remove this situation from me. But he didn't move it from me. He said, I've asked him thrice to remove this situation. But God didn't remove the situation, did he, church? He allowed Paul to continue on. And so I say to you, sometimes, just sometimes, God is not going to take the issue away from you. But God is going to let you deal with it through His strength that He'll give you. His love, His grace is sufficient. Isn't that what He told Paul? My grace is sufficient. And if you want sufficient grace in your life, you've got to learn to pray. And anybody that doesn't know how to pray, once again, all it is a conversation with God. There's an old song in some of the song books in some of the churches called Have a Little Talk with Jesus. And when I think about that song, I remember those words. Just like he said, let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about it. That's right. Let us remember that talking with Jesus can fix what you can't fix. Let us remember that talking with Jesus puts you on a different keel than a person who doesn't talk with him, a person who's never talked with him. Learn to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray that you faint not. Continue to pray, even when it seems impossible. Pray anyhow. And I know folk on the job sometimes, well, they used to when I worked, they used to make me mad. And I'm sure that some of those same folks' relatives still work at some of those places. And so when they make you mad, try to say in your mind, Brother Burnside, I'm not going to get even. I'm just going to let the Lord handle it. You know, when you try to get even, it doesn't work. It doesn't always work. But when you pray and ask the Lord can fix it where He'll make it work His way. So just ask the Lord through prayer. When I got up this morning, and when you got up this morning, the first thought that came to mind should have been the Lord, and that therefore you should have went to Him and thanked Him for the night of rest. You know something? I find it amazing that when we go to sleep at night, we don't know what's going on. We don't know if anything is crawling around us. We don't know if anybody's coming in on us. We don't know if it's going to be our last time to lay down. We don't know if we're even going to open our eyes in the morning. But we lay down, and therefore you need to ask God to guard you while you sleep at night. Or in some cases, if you sleep in the daytime as well. You need to ask God to watch over you, take care of you. So then, in order for me to ask to continue to pray to God, I need to have an open communication line with Him, so I pray to Him. But in order for Him to answer me, I need to obey Him. I need to be loyal to Him. I need to be obedient to Him. I need to know that the Lord is on my side. How do I get to know if the Lord is on my side? Well, you come to Him and be a part of His body. You come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then finally being baptized. But what if I did that 35 years ago? How long have you been out of church before you decided to come back? If you've been out of church and you haven't stayed in touch with the Lord, you need to come back. You need to let God know that I'm praying and asking you, Father, to strengthen me, and then come before the church. And some folk, I always say this, some folk are ashamed to come before the church. Somebody's going to laugh at me. Well, would you rather have me laugh at you or God send you to hell? It's just as plain and simple as that. When you ask God, when you let God know that you've been off a little bit and I haven't been what I ought to be, and then you come before the church and ask the church to strengthen you, help you get strength, and ask them to pray for you that you get this strength. You know, if God left you here, there's still time to be blessed by Him. There's still time to come back to Him. He's already blessing you, but there's still time to come back to Him. So you, if this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Number 414. I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too far.